Well, we're just about a minute away from what's really going to be a lot of fun. I am pleased to have somebody so well prepared. I've got Kay's set list here. There's going to be a Django Reinhardt tune, which I'm excited to hear. Actually, we're going to go through some seasons that are not the current season for the first couple of songs. Actually, every season but the present season is here. I kind of like that because the present season is actually my second least favorite season. Believe it or not, I'm not a huge fan of summer. Fall's my favorite, then spring. And I probably put winter just a little bit ahead of that. I can't wait to learn more about the person that's going to be joining us too, and I'll do my best to help you meet her as well. I think you'll enjoy listening to her. Join me as we welcome violinist Kay Rush. That Summertime from Gershwin here at the Saturday Light Brigade. What a great sound and tone. And I think I want to talk more. I want to talk with Kay, but also why don't we listen to the next let's talk. I want to get to know you, too. Let me make sure that we've got your mic ready for you. There we go. So how long have you been in Pittsburgh?
I have been in and out of the Pittsburgh for a while, but I really enjoy living in the uptown now for the past 4 or 5 years. And summertime is, you know, one of my favorite. And the past few years, I have been exploring a new way of expanding my musical horizon in the genre of jazz. And great things about jazz is, for example, summertime can be played in a variety of tempos and styles. It just window is unlimited. So I was so fascinated about that aspect of jazz. And as you introduced, Summertime is written by George Gershwin, and this particular song actually appears in the beginning of his opera Poggy and Bess, that is considered to be a folk opera as a simple lullaby. But it has been done a great artist in different styles.
Oh yeah, fast and tempos, yes, and swing tempos.
Swing, and could be reggae, and you know, one wild blues and rock version is done by Janis Joplin. I love that version too. And some of my favorites are Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong in their version. It's really moving. And just recently I found another great Summertime by ex-Eurythmic member Annie Lennox.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, she included this tune in her latest album, Nostalgia. And I really, really like her take on this.
Now, prior to your entry into playing jazz, were you mostly playing classical or traditional Japanese?
Yes. Well, the Japanese folk songs that I grew up with, but I was classically trained violinist. So I have been playing, you know, symphonic repertoire, opera, ballet, and tons of musicals. But I truly, truly gratified to have this new pathway, and many musicians, jazz musicians, you know, along the way helped me out. So I'm very, very grateful.
Well, you sound great, and I know the next you have a pair of versions of the same song, I think, we're coming up, right?
Yes, next song, Larry, you said the autumn is your favorite season.
Yes. I don't have many favorites of things, but autumn, I really love autumn.
I
love the song you picked, too.
And I thought that it might be an interesting contrast to present two sets of autumn leaves. The first Japanese version that is originally titled Momiji, describing the scarlet red of autumn leaves. So, and followed by the Western Standard, and I'm going to bring in my great jazz pianist, Rick Gallagher, for that version.
Once again, Kay Rush.
Thank you.
Rush at the Saturday Light Brigade. What a beautiful pair of songs. And it really seems like you were made to play the violin, for one. How many years have you played the violin?
I would say I started at age of 5.
Yeah.
Yes. So it has been for a while.
Yeah. Yes. How did you learn? Did you have a teacher or?
Yes, my mother played a Japanese string instrument, which is called koto. It had 13 strings over the rectangle wooden box, and she wished her daughter to pick up the Western string instrument. So that was her, the motivation to take me to the first lesson when I turned age of 5. Yes. But Larry, do you like this combination? Because this idea is still in the infant stage. But I thought it might be interesting contrast among two. So,
yeah, I think it's a great combination.
It's okay.
Actually, I think blending East and West makes a lot of sense. And I think as you involve music of the people, jazz very much is music of the people, and then the folk type music from Japan and some of the stories, there's still so much more to hear, but I think it's a lovely combination.
Thank you so much, because the first one, the Japanese version of Autumn Leaves about appreciation towards the change of season and beauty of nature. And as we know, the jazz standard version is about the longing for the past love. But I made sure that I end that song with major chords. So there is always hope.
Kay Rush is the name of the person who you are hearing. We're glad you are tuned in. And coming up now, I think you've got some folk songs that you're going to play. And do we need to talk about these a little bit ahead of time?
I'd like to play 3 short Japanese folk songs. And I grew up with those songs, so they have special spot in my heart. And I'm preparing these 3 songs for upcoming concert, Jazz Vespers, at First Presbyterian Church, downtown Pittsburgh. And I'm very grateful 7 Japanese children sign up for take part in this project. I'd like to, introduce their name maybe later.
But absolutely.
Yeah, I think the member of the vocal group, Leo, is in the outside studio. So,
well, this Thursday, March 26th, 6 to 7 o'clock at First Presbyterian Church, the beautiful historic church in downtown Pittsburgh. And we'll try to be there with our Youth Express microphones to maybe record with
you
your
so
permission.
Absolutely.
We'll try to make arrangements to do that because to have a Japanese children in a chorus singing along with you will be something very nice.
Yes, thank you.
You can get more on that at fpcp.org, FPCP, First Presbyterian Church, Pittsburgh.org.
Yes. Okay, so the first song is titled Oedo Nihonbashi. It simply means Japan Bridge in Tokyo. And Edo is an old name for capital Tokyo. And Japan, Nihon is Japan, and Bashi is bridge. So when putting together Japan Bridge Edo, and there was a famous highway connecting Tokyo and Kyoto back in 17th, 18th century, a famous highway called Tokaido. And my understanding is that Japan Bridge in Tokyo was the starting point of long journey to Kyoto. So here's Japan Bridge, Oedo Nihonbashi. So today, with your staff's help, I'm playing along my shadow, second violinist. So please bear with me. Okay, here we go. And really, it's interesting fact associated with this song. Opera composer Puccini used this song in his opera Madame Butterfly, and he used additional several Japanese folk songs in his opera Madame Butterfly, and beautifully integrated and transformed them into his operatic context. So it's my pleasure to introduce the Oedo Nihonbashi with my arrangement. Okay, the next one, Antagata Dokusa. This is a song I used to sing while bouncing the ball on the street along with my friends. So lots of fun memory attached to it. And the song starts with the question and answer format. So Antagata Dokusa, where are you from? I'm from Higo. Where's Higo? Higo is located in Kumamoto, the prefecture. And second half has a comic development with Tanuki. Tanuki is a raccoon, and the raccoon is traditionally being portrayed as very mischievous creature in the folktale. So he was just roaming around the Mount Semba in that region, and here we go, he was spotted and caught by the hunter, and the hunter bored him and grilled him. So the ending has a comical touch. Where you hear violins downward sliding sound, where he was cooked. So here's Antagata Dokusa.
Antagata dokusa, Antagata dokusa,
That was a lot of fun. I liked that. Yes. What do the words mean?
So, Antagatadokusa, where are you from? So, perhaps there is new kids on the block.
Yeah,
the
neighborhood. And you'd said that before.
Yeah,
I didn't.
So, where are you from?
Yeah, where are you from?
Yeah, so I'm from Higo. So, where's Higo? So that the conversation developed that way. Now, the last one from the Japanese folk song set is called Torianse, Pass Through. Back in the old days, when infant mortality was very high, parents celebrated when their child survived to reach the age of 7 by taking him or her to the famous shrine within the castle compound. So this song is about conversational exchange between those parents and guard stationing at the checking point of the castle compound. And back in these days, the common people were only allowed to gain access within the castle compound for special occasions. So here's Torianse. This is also just sang as a part of the game. Children stand facing each other and link hands to form the arch checkpoint. And the rest of the children walk through underneath that arch checkpoint, and the person happens to be underneath that arch checkpoint when a song finishes, is caught. This song is played by the traffic light. And when the red light changes into the green light, so signal, you know, people, it's safe to cross.
Oh.
So, I guess.
And pass through, safe to cross, like under the arch.
Yes.
Again, you'll be able to go to Jazz Vespers at First Presbyterian Church downtown in Pittsburgh, Thursday, March 26th. And you'll hear Kay play, but also she'll be joined by Japanese children to sing two songs in Japanese. That's at 6 o'clock at night on March 26th. And coming up in a moment, I think you've got a Django Reinhardt
yes,
song.
Yes, before that, before concluding the set of Japanese song, I'd like to acknowledge these children who is very excited to have this opportunity.
Oh, yes, you've got their
learning,
names.
Yes, yeah. Their tradition here in Pittsburgh, 1,000 miles away from their home country. And I really would like to acknowledge their great effort and parents' support for this project. And they really sing their hearts out. So, Hara Elina, 9 years old. And her brother, Yamato, 6 years old. And Leo Pandepel, 6 years old. Leo is here outside.
I see Leo.
Yes.
There.
Hi, Leo. Good morning. Thank you for being here. And Kuriyama Yui, 6 years old. And her younger sister, Mai, 4 years old. And we have two eighth graders, Kasumi Nose and Sekikawa Anzu.
How nice. And I see a couple of them out there playing inside the theater, listening. And Leo's going to run for office. He's got the peace sign there, I see. and it's good to see him. Now, we should have time for at least two more songs,
okay,
I think.
Sure.
It's been such a busy morning. Django next?
Yes. The tears. So when we go through the many events of life, we cry. Tears of sorrow, but also tears of joy. And I particularly like his idea. It started with minor key, then moved on to the major, the tears of happiness. So I'd like to pray Django's piece.
Thank you.
Kay Rush at the Saturday Light Brigade. Kay, I didn't get a chance to look, and I should have, as to whether you have a website where people can learn more about you.
Please visit my website. The address.
Oh, it's right here.
Yes.
I missed it. KKR Connections. That's easy. KKRConnections.com. And you can learn more about Kay's music. And KKRConnections.com, just the two letters, K, K, and R. And Kay's first name is K-E-I. And I hope people will join you on March 26th for the concert with the children coming up at 6 o'clock at Jazz Vespers, First Presbyterian Church. And I also hope you'll come back. I would love to have you join us.
Thank you so much
more
for having me. Lots of fun, and I really appreciate your setting. Very unique, and I'm very, very gratified to be part of your program and reach out to your audience. Thank you so much.
Thanks, and I think the song you're going to play next is probably one that everybody knows. If it's the song I'm thinking, is that
which one?
I don't know. Are you playing? I know which one song are you thinking of playing?
Yes. Perhaps we are moving towards spring.
Yes.
And I really enjoy the event, the flower viewing, Washington D.C. a few years ago. So I'd like to conclude program with Sakura Cherry Blossom.
Ah, very nice. And this is one you may not know. No, it's wonderful. This is a wonderful song to close with. And there's some other songs too, but this will make you think of the cherry blossoms. In Washington. Thanks for being here, Kay Rush. Thank you. Okay, Rush, thank you so much. I really hope she'll come back, don't you?